USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the recession continues to make life more difficult than it need be, the Democrats are trying to spend tons more money before the midterm elections in November. More spending in a time of a recession will only prolong the pain and increase taxes on most Americans. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News talks about the Democrats' inflation reduction bill during a recession.
The cause of the inflation is the Democrats' massive spending. Their solution is spend more and tax more. It's like throwing gasoline on a raging bonfire. It will only make inflation go up, not down.
Celebrities pretending to care for the environment are being called out for their carbon footprint. A recent report from Yard, a UK marketing firm, found that musician Taylor Swift's flying habits put her atop the list of celebrity emission offenders. We are USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
An NFL quarterback being accused of lewd behavior by a lot of women is fighting his suspension from the game that could land him additional suspension time.
The NFL appealed the six-game suspension that a neutral arbitrator issued to Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL said a decision will likely ignite a battle with the players' union and pave the way toward a longer ban for the superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tony Maruso gives us an update on the jobs market.
U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
We are USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Lawmakers' laws for thee, not for me double standard was very prevalent in Michigan during the pandemic. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer locked down the state, yet gave her husband a free pass to take his boat out to a lake. Now it's an election year, and Republican Tudor Dixon is poised to give Whitmer a run for her re-election money. Tudor on Newsmax last night.
We have people not only within the state, but outside of the state that is they're interested in taking Michigan back. This is a national race because this governor nationalized it when she decided to run for vice president of the United States in the middle of a pandemic and leave the people in the state with all of her radical COVID laws and COVID rules and regulations, stopped us from moving, but continued to run to go to Washington, to leave the people. She has gone after every possible area of success in the state and crushed it, and we are going to bring it back, and we are going to focus on families and make sure that this is the place everybody wants to live, work, and play.
Technically, Earth is over 4.5 billion years old. You would think our spin would be slowing down, but in reality, it's sped up this year. Earth has had its shortest day ever recorded on June 29th, with a day ending 1.59 milliseconds sooner than usual. That's according to the National Physical Laboratory in England. As scientists guess why, the Earth's rotational speed could be impacted by inner or outer layers, oceans, or the moon. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.